Blog Talk Radio.
Jim Bird tonight here on Barbecue Superstars, Killer Bees Barbecue, the winner of the 2013 Sam's Club National Championship. Don't mind doing a little bragging myself. Get a bunch of great teams out there. Met some really good teams and hopefully made some new friends. We hooked up with True Bud and Lucky Q and Tippy Canoe and all these guys from the BPS Elite team. Hopefully some of these other boys will get on the air and speak up. Hopefully tonight we'll have True Bud and Three Eyes and the newest member of the Elite team, from my understanding, is Rogue from the Swamp Boars be tuning in. They've got a big competition coming up in 1st of December out in California. And Sterling Ball puts on one heck of a show up there and takes care of people like the royalty. So, you know, hats off to him for doing all that. We do have one caller on, Corey Brinson from Fatback's Rib Shack is called in. He was the winner of the Rocky Mount competition up in North Carolina, huge competition. He came away the grand champion up there, and I'll get to see his ugly mug this next weekend down in Charleston. That Smoke on the Harbor, Matt Galvin down there is putting on a really good show. And, you know, we as SBN last year, this year it's KCBS. Looking for a really good show down there and to have a good time. And Corey, a buddy of mine, we've known each other for a few years anyway, and he's always a tough competitor. He's also on the Barbecue Pitmaster show twice, so hats off to him on that. But we've also got another one with Randall Bowen coming up in Cummings, Georgia, the National Barbecue Cup. I think it's like $28,000 or $30,000 in prize money up there. Just a buttload of teams going up there. A lot of people going for points. I think you can have about 90 to 100 teams up there. Hats off to Randall for putting on such a great contest. And sorry we couldn't make it this year. We had to go to other venues. And but he's a great guy. He'll help you out any way he can. Very cooker-friendly. He competes himself under Deep South Barbecue, and he knows what it takes to put on a hell of a competition. He does one hell of a job, too. Like I said, my hat's off to him, and good luck this weekend. So I don't know if Corey wanted to talk or not, but you're on the air anyway, Corey.
No, Jim, I was just going to listen in, man, about that Elite team. I was kind of curious about that and see how that was.
Yep. Well, we got another caller on, probably for the Elite team, but I just want to get you on. You're a buddy of mine, and I just want to congratulate you on your big win up there in North Carolina.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it, man. I just wanted to get one of them trophies. I've always wanted one. So,
yeah, they
are. Been doing all right?
Yeah, we've been hanging in there. We were busy, you know, for about a straight, got a little tired, and we were tired and shell being luckily pulled out a reserve grand up there at a 75, and we don't know how we did it, but had a week off, and, you know, this next week, of course, I'll have to go up against your ugly mug down there in Charleston.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Looking forward to it.
I can't wait, man. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, well, it's a nice setting, too, and everything. Really good venue, so. Looking forward to that. Well, I'll put you back on hold, and I'll take this other caller real quick.
Okay, brother.
All right, appreciate it, man.
All right.
443-799-0829, you on the air?
That would be me, Dan Hickson.
Who is this?
Dan Hickson. Can you help me, Jim?
Oh, Dan, how you doing, buddy? I couldn't really hear you. I don't have my Bluetooth set on, so I got you on speaker, so it's kind of hard. So how you been doing, man? You've been traveling the world along with a few other people I know.
Yeah, no complaints, man. Just off the Kingsford Invitational. That was crazy.
Yeah, y'all did pretty well up there.
Yeah, we
can
hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, just trying to deal with a headset here. No, the Kingsford Invitational is fantastic, man. Most perfect setting I could imagine for that contest. And, of course, we were pretty much the home team at that one, closest out of everybody, so can't complain about that.
No, you can't. That's almost in your backyard, isn't it?
Well, it seems like 3 hours away is my backyard, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you look at where Darren had to come from and Rob Gray and, you know, Qology and shows a few others on there I'm probably missing. But, Tuffy's not too far. I mean, he's a little further than you, but he's not too bad.
Yeah,
but,
he's not around. I think the other teams were Pork and Mindy out of Kansas and Smoke in across the track from Texas were the other teams you were missing there.
Well, that sounds like y'all were home field advantage then. So I heard it was a great setting up there. Were you by the Intrepid or something? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I knew we were going to be close to the Intrepid, but we were like in the shadow of the Intrepid, which is National Museum now. And then right behind us on the other pier pulled in the USS New York, which is a transport ship, but the front end of it is built from steel recovered from the wreckage of 9/11. So, I mean, absolutely fantastic setting.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, they look like they did a great job with y'all up there, and everybody's been posting how much fun they had, and it looked like they pretty much rolled out the red carpet for y'all, didn't they?
They did. They did. They had a dinner, one of Tom Colicchio's place, Craft Bar. They rented out for us. We had open bar and dinner on Thursday night. You know, we had breakfast and lunches and beer, and, I mean, there's not much more you can ask for, except that $50,000 check would have been nice, but Darren went home with that.
Yeah, so let me ask you, you mentioned beer and open bar and stuff, so did they have any Patron for you, buddy?
No, they didn't have any Patron. But they did have it in the mini bar at the hotel, but I didn't want to see how much that was.
You know, sometimes you just pick them up, they charge you. So just be wary of that.
But in any case, we have some in the cooler, trust me.
I'm sure you're not too far away from the IV bottle, that's for damn sure. So you've been traveling a good bit. I mean, you were at the Sam's Club with me, and you were at the Jack with me, and then you're at Shelby with me. Couldn't get rid of you. And
yeah, I couldn't get rid of you. What are you talking about? You've been kicking ass.
You know, we were Shelby, and, you know, how we are. We kind of stay in our little backyard. You know, we do Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, maybe one or two in Tennessee, but, you know, we kind of hover. And, you know, for us,
if I were you, I'd start adding Arkansas comps.
Yeah, I think they like it out there in Arkansas. But, you know, that's kind of that all around. I mean, that's further than we've ever traveled and, you know, doing Sam's Club, coming back and doing Lynchburg and stuff. I mean, we were, believe it or not, we were kind of wore out. We were tuckered a little bit. And we got to the Shelby contest, and we're like, oh, great, you know, there's 30 teams that can pull this one out, you know. And, you know, a lot of those North Carolina teams are tough in their homes, as you found out last year and this year pretty much. But we got through the competition. Jan looked over at me and said, how'd you feel? I said, well, I feel a little tired. I said, I kind of went through the motions, but I said, nothing really excited me. You know, I wasn't.
Right.
You know how you get worked up for a competition, you're ready to go, ready to, you know, draw blood or whatever. Didn't have that. And she goes, I know what you mean. She said, I just wasn't into it. And so when we got Reserve Grand Champion, I mean, we were almost as shocked there as we were at Sam's Club.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of gotten beaten out of us, too, with this road trip. I mean, I am so happy to have a week off. I won't lie. You know, we're beat up. We did a lot of traveling, a lot of comps in a row, a lot of short week turnarounds for comps, you know, where I normally have 5 days to get ready. I had three, and back to
right.
back. Off.
You know, and that's, like I said, I mean, it takes a little bit out of you. I mean, you know, we're not really used to it. I know last year towards the end of the year, chasing points, and you were having to do that a lot, and you came out on top. And this year it's just, I don't know, man. It just, you know, we did two at the beginning of the season, and we had a break, and we did seven in a row. We did really good in there. We were still pumped from that. So out of those seven, we had four grands, two reserves, and a fifth out of 98 teams. So
wow,
we
yep.
were pumped at that. Then Greenwood took, I mean, we finished eighth in Greenwood, you know, turned right around, got a reserve, then another grand, and, you know, but, you know, one thing people don't know about us is, I'm going to knock on wood because I got two competitions left. We have not finished out of the top 10 overall all year.
No, I mean, you're doomed, though. You're doomed.
I said it last week and we got reserves, so I'm just saying it this week. So. I got a lot of wood in my house I've been knocking on. But, yeah, we're a little rejuvenated. You know, I tweaked my chicken just a little bit back in September, and I'll tell you what, just one little iota just really, really kicked my chicken. Hey, we're 20th in chicken now in the country. And I'm like, you got to be crapping. It's just, you know, we had so many bad scores that, hell, if I just got top five, I was going to move up.
You do anything special?
Do what now?
You doing anything special, or you just doing thighs?
Just thighs, but just a little bit of technique tweak and a little bit on the glaze, and, I mean, it just seemed to be working. You know, I didn't want to go too far. And,
right.
You know, it just, I mean, hell, we got a, I don't know, we got like a sixth in the Sam's Club regionals, and we turned around and got a third in Salisbury and a fourth in Lawrence, then a first in Lyons, and then a fifth in Bentonville. We got a fourth in at the Jack, and then we got another first in Chicken. And I'm like, holy crap.
Well, you're either staring at a spreadsheet or you've got an incredible memory. I can't keep track of all those results.
I've got a hell of a memory. Just ask my wife. And it's just, I mean, that was just the reason why I couldn't tell you what I did before then, but that's just when I noticed it started kicking up. And I'm like, you know, whatever I'm doing is working, so I'm not going to change it. And like I said, it's just tweaking a couple little things here and there, and has really helped. So what's next on the agenda for y'all?
We've got one more thing. That's it. All we're doing is King of the Smokers. We are downshifting and riding out the end of the year. But, you know, it's mid-November already, so that's not saying much.
No, no, but that's a hell of an event out there, King of the Smokers. I mean, that's something, you know, that's very, you know, it's a very upper echelon type. You know, he gets some really good teams up there, and no electronics. Is it still no electronics on it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a funny story. I mean, they're interviewing us on camera for, you know, the Kingsford Invitational, and they try and get me to say, you know, just say it's the best event you've ever been to in your life, and I stumbled. I said, I can't say that. I can say it's the second best. I mean, nothing beating King of the Smokers. I mean, King of the Smokers is another level, and I've been looking forward to it all year. Can't wait to go back.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you see all the pictures that Johnny and Rod and Tuffy posted out and stuff. I mean, it's just, no words can really describe it, you know, euphoria or whatever. I mean, it's just, it's pristine location. I mean, great views. I mean, everything. It's just really, really, really good to have a venue like that. And, you know, it's also a place where it looks like y'all can kind of unwind, too, and stuff. It's not a whole lot of, I guess, pressure situation. You know, it's kind of a relaxing atmosphere.
It is. It's a weird feeling. It's kind of like, you know, at the Jack, everybody's truly happy to be there. It's just you add in the scenery, and Sterling really takes care of us out there. And being a cook, he knows what's important to everybody. And there's a level of trust there. You know, we know that everything's going to get done and we're going to get taken care of, so we don't have that kind of stress. We asked for an extension cord for a radio, and they installed an entire breaker box for us right next to the site. I mean, it's crazy.
You can't get better than that. So what all do you have to win to get invited to that? Just asking.
There's no criteria as of now. I think Sterling has something in the works maybe for next year. His elite teams are invited, and then, you know, it's handpicked after that. So, and the elite teams are handpicked. So, it's
yeah.
You got to talk to Sterling, and there's no other way to get in.
Yeah, now I know, I don't know if it's rumored or not, but I know, isn't Rub joining y'all's elite team?
Yep. Sterling was looking at adding an elite team or two. I think there might be another one as of yet unnamed. But, yep, Rub is going to King of the Smokers, and he is an elite team, though.
Well, you know, you got my number right, so, you know, if something happens, you know, I'm available. So just to let you know.
Well, not too long ago, Sterling posted something on Facebook asking for if people were interested to send resumes. I would imagine his inbox got plugged up pretty quick on that one.
Yeah, I bet it did. I bet he said, I was just asking for a snowball. I didn't want the whole avalanche.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just friended Sterling. My computer's been down for a while, and I hadn't done a show in a little while, and just been out of town doing some work. And, you know, most of the time I have to leave on Monday, and it's just, you know, a big pain. I hadn't been on here in 4 weeks, so I had a lot of followers, you know, just wondering if I was still doing it or not. But, you know, when you go to the Jack, and then you got, well, you got the Sam's Club, and you got the Jack, and like I said, you only have a three-day turnaround. And
yeah, I really wish there was a week between those events.
Yeah, it would be nice. I mean, it's like, bam, bam, all right, two biggest things. You can't even really get geared up for the Jack because you're still trying to get over to the Sam's Club.
Now,
you know?
I know there's people who weren't invited to both that are listening to us complain about this. I'm sorry, but it is a lot of work, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's just like I talked to Jeff from WikiQ. I said, man, I got to go to Bentonville, and I got to turn right around and go back to the Jack. And he goes, you know, I'm trying to find some sorrow for you. Trying to feel sorry for you somewhere, but I just can't find it anywhere. I just really can't. I just.
Yeah.
So,
as soon as someone does it, though, trust me, they'll understand. That's a lot of work. It's a lot of driving. It's a lot of travel. It's really tough. And then to pull off, you know, finishes on top of that is, you know, it's a lot of work.
It is. Now, my chicken out there at the Jet, it's probably the best chicken I've ever cooked in my life. Oh, man, it was good. I said, I wonder if a grizzly cooler could keep it till I got home and then, you know, froze it and heat it back. I mean, it was dead ass on. I mean, that by far is the best chicken I ever cooked. I had good chicken in Sam's Club, but which was a shock, but that one there, it was really good. It really was. And
man, the Jack was a little bittersweet for me this year. I thought we turned in some pretty good food, and we just got pummeled. I don't even want to remember where we finished. I think it was in the 50s. It's such an outlier when you look at our results, so I just can't explain it.
Well, you know, we finished eighth overall out there, which I was happy because we only got one call, but you know, Jan was kicking ass in ancillaries. I'm like, where the hell did you learn how to cook like that? Like, Carlos first in dessert. I know how she learned how to cook like that. A little help from QSB. But, you know, the anything but, you know, we made a seafood au gratin. And we had a recipe that we got, and we kind of shot off of that because it wasn't going to work with what we were doing. And, you know, we cooked it on the Memphis pellet smoker. And, man, I tell you what, it was good. And judges liked it. When we went to go pick up the ramekins, we saw three of them were empty and two of them were more than halfway gone. I told Waylon, I said, well, I think they liked it. I hope it was just one person that ate them. And,
that's always a good sign when it looked like they're licked clean.
Yeah. I said, this guy looked like if he had some cornbread, he would have softed it up. I saw them thing down here, Dan, just to let you know.
I understand. I've been down there once or twice.
Yeah, you were hanging down here a lot last year.
Yeah, that was rough. That was, I think, 3 or 4 weekends in a row I went back and forth down there.
I
liked it.
Well, you kept your trailer in North Carolina, didn't you? Was that you that did that? Or I know Munchie Hogs had.
We had our trailer all over the place. Q was doing a brewing, helped the store it 1 week. Chris's parents' house in Clover, South Carolina, we kept it. So we tried to be smart about it, but we were still driving back and forth. And that's it's a lot of driving. That's 13 hours each way.
Yeah, and then you got to take your stuff back with you, and hopefully you got everything. And, you know, it's, you know, because people don't realize, I mean, we come in these things pretty lean, so you got to restock at least every two or three competitions, other than your meats, of course.
Right, and you're not usually restocking everything all at once. So if you're like us, you know, it's things run out at different times. So I'm sending emails to myself, asking people to send me text messages so I remember as I run out of stuff. It's a lot to keep track of.
It is, and like I said, you really got to keep an eye on all that. You know, I've had to streamline mine down just because I wanted to make it simpler, and actually I think it's worked for me this year. I kind of, just between this year and last year, I started paying more attention to the small details and, you know, and just completing the whole process and not cutting it short and allowing me time to for my meat to definitely get done and rested and all that. But it's, you know, I got several people asking for classes, and I mean, I had three or four this week, you know, want to do one-on-one class and all this stuff, and I'm like, you know, I was talking to Waylon earlier. I said, I just don't think I'm there yet. I don't think, he goes, dude, he said, you ain't finished out top 10 all year. You're fourth in points right now. He said, you want a Sam's Club? He says, if there's any time you're there, you're there. I'm like, well,
you're definitely there as far as the interest, but, you know, you have to be there as far as wanting to do it. It's a whole nother level of work. You're basically cooking a competition and teaching all those people, and there's really no breaks in between. So it is a ton of work. I mean, you can make some money doing it, but you have to really want to do it. So I understand what you're saying.
You know, it's just, you know, as far as me, you know, I took a class from a big-time pit master who you just competed against this past weekend, but, you know, 2 years ago, and he taught me a lot. He was very methodical and, you know, taught me a lot of organization and, you know, just doing this at certain times and everything. And, of course, he cooks a lot hotter than I do, so I kind of tweak things. But, you know, he kind of in the short period of time you're with him, he kind of instilled that in you. This is important. So, you know, little things you think weren't important, you go back and read your notes. You know, that's what I was talking about, the little things. And I added a few little things in there, and I mean, it just started working, just started clicking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, it's it is what it is, but I mean, that's what worked for me. And so, well, y'all still had a really good year. I mean, y'all started off pretty damn strong. And, you know, I think I talked to you 1 week, and then that following, 1 week, and then that following week, you got a grand. So I thought we were going to do a, you know, weekly radio show with Dan the Man and the Three Eyes. So, you know, you went at least 7 or 8 grands in a row at least. But, you know, but y'all are a contender anywhere you go. And how long y'all been competing?
7 years now.
Okay.
So I think about 150 competitions now.
Yeah, this is our third full year. And
awesome.
This is our. Well, I mean, we've only done, I think, 25 KCBS this year. Most people in front of us have designed 30, 35, 38. I do some little competitions around here, and you know, kind of not to keep the dust off during the winter, but I think we're going to do a few more KCBS and not do so many of those. I know those boys in South Carolina like that, but, you know,
yeah,
we're to the point.
As long as you're south, I'm happy with that.
I don't know. We might come up there and visit y'all, but. See, I'd get disappointed in my scores up there because I know up there they typically score a little lower. And,
not a little lower. It's a lot lower. So lop 30 points off your totals right off the bat.
Yeah, that's why I just don't know if I can bring myself to that.
No, it's a hit to your ego, but coming out of this region, you're better off anywhere else. So it's a big stroke to your ego then.
Yeah, well, you know, Mark Breen from Sarah Griller, he told me, he said, I know the quickest way to lower your grand championship score. I said, how's that? He goes, come cook in Virginia with me.
it really is. Virginia, Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, I mean, in North, I mean, it's just, it's not high scores.
He said, you went with a 637 or something like that. He said, down south, you had a 637, you're 40th.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to look at it side by side. And this week, it wasn't KCBS scoring at the Kingsford Invitational, so it was different. It was a 13-point scale, and it wasn't broken out into the three appearance, taste, and tenderness. So it had us all a little nervous. We didn't know how that was going to work out.
Yeah, I'll tell you another one was Myrtle Beach, and each team had to judge somebody else's.
Yeah, that doesn't work out well. Cooks are horrible. I mean, they're good judges, but they're very hard judges.
Oh, yeah. I know. We entered it twice because we could, and I entered Jan and entered mine, and she beat me by a point. So that's just wrong. We're consistent. We were right there with one another, but she beat me, and I'm like, damn it, man. I can't catch a break. So now I think I got another elite team, Dan.
Sure.
Online, 863-206. Who's this?
That's Rob.
Hey, Rob. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good. I'm about out of time, but I've been listening to y'all for a while.
Oh, sorry. Of course, you're going to be the new BPS, one of the new BPS elite teams, and you know, I don't know if people noticed, but you know, when you came out of the trailer at 6 o'clock in the morning at the Jack Daniels, and you had your wool blanket over your head and asked me for water. I tell everybody, I said, that man could have won the Homeless Person of the Year award with that.
I was styling and profiling, wasn't I?
Oh, to the nth degree. But congratulations on making the elite team. I think you told me there that you were you're going to be joining this cast of characters, so to speak. And but I want to get you on here with Dan. Dan, you're talking about all the volunteer work and stuff. I mean, the charity and stuff that Sterling Ball does with Big Papa Smokers.
Mm-hmm.
I know we talked about it a little bit out there at the Sam's Club, I think, is where I caught you at. What all does that entail? You know, what like I said, I know he does a lot for the community and everything, but you're starting to name off a few things that he does.
Yeah, I don't know that I remember the dollar amounts off the top of my head, but as far as the elite teams go, the winner of each category of the elite teams, so it's like their own team of the year points race, and the grand champion gets to donate a large sum of money on behalf of the team to the charity of their choice, children's charity of their choice. And that's all donated. That money's all put up by Sterling. In addition to that, the King of the Smokers, Sterling doesn't make any money off of the King of the Smokers event. All the ticket sales and everything that he does goes towards a charity. Last year was the Casey Ball, his son's Kidney Foundation. And this year I think it's going to Operation Barbecue Relief, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right.
You see him donating money all the time in other areas. So he's extraordinarily generous.
Now, Rob, what does it mean for you to be on the elite team? I mean, I guess you filled out a resume, or he just contacted you because you're just styling, profiling everywhere, and he caught some Facebook pictures and said, I got to have that.
Yeah, I think it was probably that wool blanket I was all balled up in got somebody's attention probably. No, it was I spoke with Sterling, and we had a good conversation, and I didn't realize it at the time, but I guess it was like an interview. But you know, I'm tickled pink. I'm humbled to be on there. It's a heck of a group of cookers, but you know, like you guys have alluded to, what I like the most about it is the fact that it's all driving charity. You know, it's about some bragging rights and stuff like that, but just the charitable side of the whole thing is, I mean, that's just awesome. I'm trying to teach that to my kids in school and stuff, and, you know, Sterling, he puts his money where his mouth is, and that's to be commended, and I'm proud to be a part of it, and I'll do whatever I can to help push that cause.
Well, you know, you did some charitable things, you know, with the cans and everything, and you won that little competition down there. in Florida and stuff. So, I mean, it just shows you right there. It's not just for show. I mean, you actually get out there and you put your name out there and you get people to donate stuff and you know, you do good for your community. And I think that probably had a big thing to do with it too, since they are such a charitable organization with the elite teams and everything. I mean, I know, if I'm mistaken, True Bud, Tippecanoe, Hogtied, is Lucky Q on there?
Yep.
I know Iowa Smokey D's is. Who else was on there? I know there's about 12, 13 y'all, isn't there?
Wine Country, I think, in the West Coast, Left Coast.
Left Coast Q?
Yeah, I think there's like 12 or 13 of us.
Yeah. I know all of y'all are really, really strong competitors, and I think that's what he likes to have is some, you know, some visible teams out there, number one, and, of course, teams that, you know, are at least semi-successful to help promote not only his products but his charities and stuff. I mean, I think that's great that somebody can take that and for him donating to Operation Barbecue Leaf. I mean, sooner or later, everybody's going to be, you know, either helping or be helped by OBR, in my opinion.
Yeah, and the other thing we haven't mentioned is all of those elite teams use Sterling's rubs. I was drawn to them by how well they pair with Three Eyes rub. So for me, in competition, I use a combination of those. But
right.
Every one of those teams is doing extraordinarily well with Big Papa Smoker's rub. So that's really saying something.
Yeah, Tim over there in at the Jack Daniels, you know, he was my neighbor. I had rub on one side and Tim on the other. Now I was in a really, really rough neighborhood over there at the Jack. I'm just going to explain it, you know. It was tough. And, you know, I was going around with, how do you like your spot, Rub? Rub goes, oh, I got a great spot. I said, I got a crappy spot. Rub would say, shut the hell up. I said, my neighbors suck. But, now we had a good time. We enjoyed being with Rub and Tim. I love doing what I do. I know y'all do too. Some people get a little uptight. I know Tim's not exactly the most outgoing person out there, but I have a good time with Tim. I get him loosened up, and Boyd's great, and Travis is great, and we just have a good time. But he brought me over an armful of Big Papa rubs. And, you know, I hadn't really had a whole lot of time to use them, but last night, I think I posted out there. I know Rub posted something out there, too. I put some of his steak seasoning on some steaks, and my wife usually doesn't like seasoning on her steaks. That's why I want to try this. She goes, well, throw it on there. I'll tell you what, those are some of the best steaks we've eaten in a long time. And I will give you that.
I did that same thing when I first got his steak seasoning, and my wife said the exact same thing. So these are the best steaks we've had yet. And that's something from her. She's kind of picky about that stuff.
Hey, you and my wife both, they came from the same mold. Because they usually just, you know, she's used like salt, pepper. You know, and I think that's kind of bland. I like to add a little tweak to it, but it really gave it a real savory steak flavor, and I'm going to use that from now on all my steaks. I mean, it's really hard to find a really good steak seasoning, and I'll tell you what, he pulled it off. It was a good steak. I will not deny that. Now, Rub, your wife's a lot like mine. Rub, every time I think of Rub, I think of Franklin, North Carolina. And Dan, you had to be there.
Yeah, it's like there's some things you shouldn't ask, and I'm thinking there's a story there I don't even want to know.
Oh, no, it's fun. It was Rub's family was in a cabin, and, of course, Rub was staying down there with all of us degenerates out there, you know, doing barbecue. And his wife had made a dessert, and Rub was already behind. I mean, he's doing the tourist thing. He was already way behind me at 6 o'clock. He's like, dude, I'm just now trimming my meat. I'm like, good Lord. I said, I'll let you go. So they had a dessert turn in. We see Rub haul ass out of there. About 20 minutes later, he comes hauling ass back in about, five minutes before turn in, Rub, or right at turn ins for dessert?
No, it was, I think turn in was at like 6:30, and I got there at 6:30. I had to. The last 5 minutes of the window to run it up, I think.
So he literally
something
ran
like
it up there. And,
yeah, it was closed.
His wife had put it on a certain tray. And so Rub, he says, you know, I broke about 13 vehicle laws going up there and coming back. He said, I ran everything. If it was red, I didn't see it. Gets back down there. He said the stuff was flying around in his truck. He just straightened up, platter went and turned it in. And she got, what, third or fourth in dessert, Rub?
Something like that.
And Rub goes up there. He's going for a seventh grand to make it into the jack automatic. He's done got, like, all four top three or four calls, top five definitely. Got four calls, just ran away with the contest. And I go to congratulate him. His wife is over to giving him crap about, I can't believe you served that dessert in that tray. And blah, 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 blah. And I'm just rolling. And Rub looked at me. He didn't say it, but he's like, what's so damn funny? I said, sounds like my wife. The guy just killed himself to get there. And goes and turns it in, like, kill himself, way behind his cook. And he just wins, you know, I said, he wins a gazillion dollars up here. And you're worried about $200 you could have won for first place in dessert. I said, fuck, oh, trip with me. I get it $200. Say, here, you won. Congratulations. Now leave me the hell alone. Rob just looks at me and goes, I can't win. Now we were laughing about it up there in the jack, but oh man, it was a hoot. And
well, Jim, I apologize, and I'm out of time. I'm gonna have to drop off this call.
Okay, buddy. Well, I appreciate coming on, Dan, and thanks for explaining Big Papa Smokers to us and everything. We appreciate you coming on, and I guess I will see you next year sometime. Well, you'll be at the banquet, won't you?
I should be. Yeah, I'll be at the banquet. Yes, I'll see you then.
Okay.
But I appreciate you having me on the show.
All right, buddy. Be careful, and good luck out there, Big Papa's.
All right. See you. See you, Rob.
Right.
See you, Dan. Congrats for Kingsford.
Thanks, man.
So, Rob, what does it mean for you to be on the elite team? You going to go there and represent the South or what? You are the only team from the South.
Yeah, I'm going to do my best. It's, you know, it's like I said, it's very humbling. I'm tickled pink to be on to be selected, and some of the current elite guys spoke on my behalf, which I know helped get me in. So it's quite an honor. I just hope I can live up to the expectations and do everybody right.
Well, if it's anything like you've done the last 5 or 6 years, I don't think you're having trouble doing that. I mean, you know, I know you're down to 40, you're kind of stuck in that area, and you venture out for the bigger competitions and stuff. But I know damn good and well that if you were up in, you know, up around Atlanta or Tennessee or somewhere, you'd be racking up a lot of KCBS awards. You know, just for instance, what you did for Franklin, North Carolina against all of us. I mean, you just racked up, and I guess you didn't have time to think and change your mind. You just cooked and put it on the table and said, here it is. But you are probably one of the, if not the elite team here in the South. I mean, you won a lot of FBA events, tough fields, and you go up against KCBS, and you know, you do very well there too and win a lot of those. And like I said, if anybody around here deserves it, you do. And plus with your demeanor, and the amount of friends that you have, I mean, you can really spread the word about, you know, Big Papa Smokers and the charities and stuff.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Nice words right there, buddy. Yeah, I usually didn't expect to hear something that nice until I was dead.
Well, I'm drinking, so no.
Well, I don't know if it's all accurate, but I'll sure take it. That was real nice of you to say. I appreciate it. I know there's huge couple of big handfuls of teams out here that are also kicking butt everywhere they go, and you know, I'm just fortunate I was the one selected. It could have been any one of at least a dozen teams, if not more. So well, you know how it is down here. It's super competitive, and
Florida's got a lot of damn good teams down there. It's just you know, I'd really hate to see what the potential of a lot of those teams down there could do if they were outside of Florida, you know, to where they could hit more than two or three states. And because y'all have to travel. I'd hate to see how far y'all have to travel some of these. And I know you did Sam's Club, and you turned around and did the Jack. And I know you flew out to Sam's Club and stuff, but, I mean, if you had to drive, it trust me, it was not far in Arkansas. But, you know, ride was a little bit better. Mike Davis said, you know, or he didn't think our wheels even hit a bump. And I said, tell that to my trailer when you got a cabinet laying in the floor and shit all over the place and broken stuff. And I said, yeah, they hit somewhere. I don't know if it was the or whatever. He said, well, you're flying high. So I am, but the damn trailer ain't. It was it was beat up, I can tell you that. But
was it really?
You've had a really big year in hindsight, and you've been on the Pitmasters and made the Sands, made it to the Jack, and you know, had several grands, and you know, now you got this. I mean, what's next?
Heck, man, I don't know. I wish I could quit my job. So I feel like I'm working two full-time jobs with the barbecue and my teaching, but I still have another 5 years to go there. So I guess I'll just keep doing the double shift work, and as long as my old body holds out, we'll keep on going. And as long as it's fun, I don't see any chance of it not being fun anytime soon.
Now, like I said, you know, with the competitive world out here, and I bring it up all the time, and, you know, we were out there at the Sam's Club, and, you know, we ended up winning it, and you were one of the first people to come up there, and, I mean, you didn't just shake my hand, you just gave me a hug. I mean, people took pictures of that, and, you know, to me, I know I posted it out there on Facebook, to me, that was probably one of the highs of the competition for me right there, because some of your stature and, you know, just hanging around you is just a lot of fun and everything, but, I mean, it's just really true. You really have a true family out there, and you know, I know you were saying, I'm just so glad another our team didn't win. I think a lot of people were saying that. but you know, down in the South, you know, a lot of times we don't get the recognition because in the past we've been getting our butts kicked every time we cross that river.
Yeah.
And but I think this year with us doing that, and you know, Tuffy winning the Jack and winning part of the Royal, and you know, these other people, we're starting to gel a little bit, and I don't know if it's conference as well, but you had several of your Florida teams that get out there in the World Food Championships.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They did. And, you know, you were talking about what was the best thing about Sam's. Well, watching you guys win it, that was definitely my best thing about Sam's. It put almost the biggest smile on my face as if I would have won it myself. It was so cool to watch you guys win that. I mean, I was excited about that. And I, I talked about you, you know, you're going to work. I think I told you tomorrow you'll wake up and it'll take you a few moments and you'll realize that you're the grand champion. And sure enough, it was the same thing for me. I woke up the next morning and I got a big smile on my face thinking, you know what, Killer Bees just won that thing. It put me in a big mood for the whole day.
Well,
so,
you know,
that was so awesome to see that happen for y'all.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, we've been getting our heads beat and been trying to do a little beating ourselves and stuff. And, you know, I told Jan, you know, we started coming out of work, my summer slump, because up there Franklin was our worst cook of the year, and we finished 10th overall. And I said, well, number one, we still got a streak going. We hadn't fallen out of top 10 yet this year. And I said, you know, not too many teams can say that, if any other teams can say that. You know, there would be a handful, especially doing 25 KCBS ones. But, you know, it was just having, like, you and Kuhn Stuhner Bruin and Rick Pash and, you know, Smoke This was behind us. You know, all these teams we're used to around here, we hang out with, you know, on Thursday and Friday nights and just sit around and have a few adult beverages, sometimes a few more than we need. But, you know, it's having y'all around that really made it super special for us, because, you know, they call that chicken. We were surprised, you know, fifth place in chicken. We're like, okay, we'll take that. And we did get calling ribs. I was with Jan. I said, damn, I was really expecting top five in ribs. I can't cook a better rib than that. I mean, they were just dead on. And the pork is our normal pork. We got eight. You know, like, okay, we'll take that. And then the big shot was the brisket call, because, you know, our brisket was way overdone, but hopefully it sat back there for an hour and a half and tightened up before they ate it. But you know, we got that fifth and brisket, and I'm walking back from that, and I got this look on my face. I'm trying to think, okay, there's only a couple teams with this and this. I said, just don't let them get a call in front of us. And none of the teams I had two calls on had got a call in front of us. And so we're sitting there, and, you know, they're going through the thing, and Jen looks around at me and Scott and Dennis from Smoke This, and she goes, that's three calls for us. I said, yeah. She goes, how many other teams got three calls? I looked at her, I said, just us. She looked at me and said, are you shitting me? I went, nope. She goes, are you serious? I said, yeah. She turned around and looked at Smoke This. She goes, who else got three calls? Dennis said, it's only you. He said, y'all got this thing. Jen goes, no, don't tell me that. She looks over at Scott, and Scott and Mitchell Bedwell both point out and said, you got this. And so she started holding my hand and started calling out top 10. She was nervous. She didn't even look up at Troy or anything. And you know, they got down to six, and Stutt called us. I said, baby, I said, I think we won this thing. She goes, why do you think that? I said, because our strongest category is one that we didn't get a call in. And I said, I know the leaders are not that far out. And they got down to fourth, and then third, she goes, oh, my God. They called out Iowa Smoky D's, and Jen goes, did we just win? I said, we won. She goes, I ain't heard the name yet. I said, we just won. She goes, there's no way. I said, yeah, we just won. And Scott and Steve already, Scott and Dennis already standing up, and they called us out, and she was just like, oh, my God. But if they show those pictures, it was just unbelievable. Even the pictures that they showed us was just unbelievable. And then everybody started coming over. You know, they had to drag us out of the crowd to go up to the stage.
Yeah.
I mean, we were busy being congratulated by everybody and shaking hands and stuff. Finally, he stuck that check in front of my face and said, y'all can come on the stage and come get this. I'm like, okay, we'll go.
it was
really surreal then. And like I said, next morning we both woke up with a big smile on our face, and Jen goes, you know, she kept telling me, she said, do you realize what you just did? Do you realize what we just did? Amazing. She said, do you even have an inclination of what we've just done? And she goes, really, you? I said, no, it's a team effort. She goes, but seriously, and it never really sunk into my head. The only thing I was thinking about, really and truthfully, when I got out was, how long is it going to take us to get back home? And I got to reload for the jack. But then at the jack, when everybody started coming up, that's when it really started hitting me, believe it or not, was that next week, that Thursday and Friday when we're just kind of hanging around.
Right.
Had a lot of teams up and introduce themselves, hadn't met them. And, you know, but having teams like Tippy Canoe came over and they walked all over to our trailer. He said there's too many people around to congratulate us afterwards, but they walked over there in Lucky's queue, and they were like, well, we're trying to see if Killer Bees was for real. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, we've seen y'all move up in the top 10 in points. I said, really? He goes, yeah. And he said, so they come over here and said, okay, this will be our one and only time we get a shot, see how really good they are. And I said, how'd that work out? He said, worked out great for you. You kicked our ass. He said, you're for real. There's no doubt about it. He said, you can't fluke this one. He said, he does a phenomenal job. He said, enjoy it. He said, you're going to love it. And, you know, like Keith said the same thing. He said, man, just enjoy it, man. It's a great feat. And he said, you know, but they were both very, very happy for us. And that's what I'm trying to say about the whole barbecue world is, you know, you're a competitor, but really, truthfully, you're friends first.
Sure.
And
I agree.
You know, True Bud, I mean, Tim from True Bud, I talked to him. He's been on my show a few times. I went to talk to him on Thursday afternoon. Talked to him for a little bit, got to meet him and everything. Saturday morning, we go over there. It was about 10:30, and I was going to, you know, wish him good luck. You know, we came by your place, and it was pretty much locked down, and went by his place. His was pretty much locked down, so I ain't going to bother him. You know, I went back on my trailer, and about 10 minutes after we got the trailer, he walks all the way over and tells me good luck. And I'm like, that's one hell of a guy right there, you know?
Yeah.
And, so anyway, he came on and, you know, and after the awards and stuff, he came on and congratulated us. And then when he pulled up next to us at the Jack, you know, I just kind of had to laugh. And he goes, well, you got to put your friends close, your enemies closer. I said, oh, so now I'm an enemy? He goes, no. But, You know, and then that was when we really got to meet Boyd and Travis, and they're great guys. We had a good time hanging with them, and, you know, they were needing ice, so we were swapping ice out from Bloody Marys and stuff, and we had a good time.
Dinner right there.
Yeah. It was we had a really good time. I mean, y'all were on the other side, so, you know, when I look at things, you know, like at Sam's Club, you know, I was over at Rocky Top and Uncultured Swine and, you know, QSB, and I'm thinking, this is exactly where I want to be. I'm not in the middle of all the hoopla, and, you know, I've got several teams around me that I'm used to competing with or being really good friends with. So I just kind of felt relaxed out there. You know, I didn't feel the pressure of what really happening. I just cooked my cook. And, you know, just glad all the judges liked it. And I mean, you know how that is. You can have some really good cooks. You think you have a really good cook, and, you know, you just get cut down. Then you say, well, I cooked the same thing and have a decent cook, and now all of a sudden you just beat everybody. You know,
that's kind of what I've experienced the last couple, you know, with Sam's Club and Jack Daniels both. I was real, real happy with what I turned in, and I got hammered in both contests. And then I just went out this past weekend up to Alabama and, you know, did the exact same thing and won the contest. So, yeah, there's definitely your times, and sometimes it's not your time. That's just the way it goes. But you've had great timing here lately, brother. You've been just nailing everything.
Well, it's just like I was telling Dan earlier on. I don't know if you heard about the one up there in Shelby. You know, we got through the cook. You know, I did my normal cook, and Dan goes, how do you feel? I said, well, I'm not ecstatic about anything. I said, I think we had a good, solid cook, but I said, you know, if I finished in the top 10, I really was not expecting reserve up there. And I said, you know, if I could keep a streak being in the top 10, I said, I'll be happy. You know, because we were wore out. You know, really, truthfully, we were physically, you know, between our jobs, especially mine being out of town, as soon as I get back on Sunday night, turn right around Monday morning, go out of town until Wednesday afternoon and come back, you know, it's a pain in the butt. And I ain't no spring anymore. So it was, plus, you know, I hurt my knee at the Jack. I couldn't hardly walk. Still barely walk on the leg on the knee. I did to it. Jangles, you need
to. He seemed
to
be okay walking up to the stage several times.
Well, I was in because I'd had a few drinks in me then. But, you know, I tell you what, that next day, my knee was swollen up, and I was in rough shape. I still am to a little part, but. You know, we were just looking to do that, and I said, you know, Jangles, well, I just wasn't feeling it today. And, you know, we had water pressure issues and stuff, and she was getting pissed because she couldn't wash the dishes and stuff. I mean, it was so low that our hot water tank wouldn't even kick on. So we're like, well, you know, we packed up, so, well, we'll see what it is. And for us to get a reserve, you know, I'm like, and we got first and chicken. I'm like, I don't know where this chicken came from. I really don't. I did a little tweaks that I didn't think would make that big of a difference, and we've just been hammering chicken. We're in 20th in chicken now in KCBS. I'm like, 4 weeks ago, we were 64th or something, you know?
Right.
And so it's just been a whirlwind with that. And Jan goes, why do you look at different categories? I said, I'd like to be in the top 25 in all categories, top 20 if I can. I said, that's a feat in itself. But you know, I tell people, of course, you get classes and everything. And yours is mostly techniques and, you know, some of the finer things. And you know, I had told my buddies out to take your class, and, I mean, they say it's a great class, and I know you're going to be giving a couple probably coming up in the spring, I believe. But, you know, I always tell people if you want to cut the learning curve and by three quarters, then you need to go take a class from Reputable Pitmaster. So between you, Rob Gray, Three Eyes, Butcher, Myron and a couple of others. I mean, those are who I recommend to go do. You know, all of them have their own certain little things, way of doing things. But, you know, for you to do as well as you do in FBA and you come over, cross over in KCBS as well as you do, I mean, that just shows your flavor profile works in both areas. You know, that's a consistency thing. And that's the way we are when we cook. You know, we don't usually win a whole lot of first. You know, we're not a chicken team. We're not a rib team. We're not this. We're just, I try to get top five in all categories, you're going to be there in the end. You know, it's all about consistently. And you got several people saying, well, you know, chicken champion, what you do in the others? But that doesn't matter. Well, it does to me. Yeah. If I take a class, I want somebody who's consistent in every category, not somebody that's, you know, first in chicken and 50th in brisket and 75th in ribs. You know, I want somebody that's very consistent every week, you know, week in, week out, year after year. And that's how I judged this class I took. And I've only taken one, but it was a pretty good one. But, you know, are you going to have any classes coming up anytime soon? Or
I don't have it on the calendar yet, but I always do one the first quarter of the year. So probably sometime between it'll probably be more like March or April I'll have one. But, yeah. I just haven't had a chance to sit down and look at the calendar yet and mesh all the contests together from KCBS and FBA and figure out when I've got an open weekend. But as soon as I can do that, I'll definitely blast it out there.
Now, how many contests are you going to end up doing this year? Do you even know?
You know, I heard you talking earlier about that and what you were doing, and I started thinking I have no idea how many I've done. It's probably at least 25.
Yeah, they all start running together.
yeah. I was listening to you rattle off those chicken finishes at different contests, and I was thinking, I couldn't tell you what I won at the last contest, let alone the last couple of months.
Well, the reason why I couldn't tell you what I did in brisket or ribs or anything, but it's just chicken has always been my nemesis, you know. Mm. A lot of people's nemesis. And, you know, it's very subjective. It's the first thing they judge, which can be good or bad, you know, because the taste buds are not bombarded by heat or anything. But, you know what I'm saying? It's the one that they can get the best, I guess, judging on, so to speak. So they're going to be very critical. First, by the time they get to brisket, it's like, oh, my God, if I got to even know piece of meat, I'm going to throw up, you know.
Yeah, they're probably at their best at chicken.
Yeah. So, you know, so for us to get these chicken calls just by doing some minute adjustments.
If you want to see just really how minute they are, send them to me, and I'll let you know if they work over here, and then you might want to think that those are big adjustments.
Yeah,
I'll be happy to verify them. I'll be happy to verify them for you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to say.
Okay. Well, you got my email address. I'm here for you, buddy. I'm here for you.
What a friend for, right?
That's right.
If I got to take a bullet for you, I might as well be chicken.
Might as well. I'm willing to do that.
just because you're one hell of a nice guy.
I hate to get out of here, but I got my family waiting on me for dinner. So I need to say thank you and goodbye. But I appreciate you having me on again.
Hey, good luck with the elite team, Rob. Like I said, if there's anybody from the South that deserves it, I think you do. You're a good steward of barbecue, and a lot of people look up to you, and including me. And, I just think you're a good inspiration. I think a lot of people like to follow in your footsteps, and, you know, your track record speaks for itself. So, Sterling did a good pick when he picked you.
Well, that means an awful lot to me coming from you, and I truly appreciate it. And I look forward to the day when we got you and some of our other good old Southern cooks out there joining the elite team.
Well, I look forward to that. But I think this next year you might see me doing a couple more FBAs. I don't know if I go down to Florida, but I'm planning on doing some here in Georgia and stuff when y'all come across that line. But you never know. We're gonna. You know, we're going to dust off in the springtime and get after it again. But, Rob, it was great having you on here, and it was great hanging with you at these contests and stuff. It really is. And we have a good time, and, you know, of course, Jan loves you to death. Anybody that would give up a night of drinking to drive you to dinner so you can drink, I'll put it this way, Rob, she wouldn't even do that for me. So, you know, for her to do that, that says it all. And she's a good judge of character, so... Anyway, well, have a good evening. Go spend it with your family, and we'll see you out on the barbecue trail before too long, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Give my love to Jen.
I sure will. Thanks for calling.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Okay, so we just had two of the elite teams. I was hoping True Bud would call in with Tim. He was going to try, but you know how us barbecuers are. We we got so many things going on this time of year. But anyway, Big Papa Smokers is a great organization. You got excellent rubs and stuff out there for you to try. I'm just now starting to get into them, and I'm going to be doing some practice cooks with them here at the house. And who knows, I might be using them next year in the circuit stuff. I've got all winter to try them out, and my good buddy Tim Grant from True Bud gave me an armful of stuff and told me to give it a shot. And you know, some other friends like Bob Roberts from Two Old Men and Grill tells me that they got some good rubs, so I'm gonna take his word for it. I'm gonna like I say, give all this stuff a shot. And you look at the teams that are using Big Papa Smokers rubs. I mean, every one of them, just they are an elite team. I mean, they've all won very prestigious contests. They're all, you know, up in the points. They're all consistent cooks, hard as hell to beat. And, you know, they're just a good class of people. And, you know, I hadn't met a bad one yet. So, like I said, if you get a chance, buy some Big Papa Smoker rubs and give it a shot. So it looks like it's about all the time we got for tonight. I just want to give a shout-out to my brothers of the Cupine Nation. I'll get in touch with Andrew or Scott on all that. But we've got a little band going around with the Cupine Nation. I'm sure some more info will leak out about that. But great group of guys that started a little band. And I guess like we're traveling gypsies out there doing these barbecue contests, it's just a lot of fun to be around them. Great guys. You know, a lot of fun to be around. I want to give a shout-out to my pit builder, which I think is one of the best in the country, Scott Smith and Tim Thomas from Southern Q Smokers, to build one hell of a pit. I just want to thank them for being on board with us this year. I also want to thank Royal Oak Charcoal for being there for us from the beginning, our first real sponsor, should I say. Phoenix Printing, of course. Fireside Outdoor Kitchen and Grill has been there from the onset. I also want to thank Springer Mountain Farms for coming on board. You know, we're talking about what's really helped us in chicken. That was one of the things that's really helped us. We've had a good relationship with them and great people to work with. We're proud that they came on board. I also want to thank David Bosco from Butcher Barbecue. He's really made a difference. He came on board last year, and you can tell when he came on board because we really started doing well in the points and stuff. And, yeah, his products and WikiQ with Jeff Campbell, it's really made our products that we turn in more consistent. And you get the same flavor profiles, and, I mean, it's just – really good to be working with all these guys. Like I said, I can't say enough about these people, and without them, we wouldn't be able to do what we do and keep doing what we love. So, you know, I really want to give them a shout-out from the bottom of our heart. We really enjoy having them on board. We've got another caller, 399-6304. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. It's Robbie Wings.
What's up, Robbie? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing good.
Good. Just want to let you know I've been listening to your show tonight, and very impressed with what y'all have done. I eat your barbecue every week, you know that, down at the shop, down at Janowich's. It's, you know, may not be my place to call here, but just want to let you know that you know, you're a friend of mine. What y'all have done, I'm very impressed with. Follow you every weekend. And I guess you've seen on some of my Facebook stuff, I've started doing a little barbecue myself.
Correct.
I have served 113 plates in 2 weeks. Just cooking in the backyard on a big green egg and a char griller. You know, chicken, pulled pork, and smoked sausage, and homemade sides, and you're an inspiration. So, and it's going well. So, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun. If I didn't enjoy it, you know, that's another thing. But even Jan commented the other night, you know, I made a post on Facebook that I was a worn-out puppy, you know, from doing 43 plates Saturday. It's a lot of work. But
it is.
It's especially on one egg. It is a labor of love, you know, especially on one egg and a little char griller and, you know, buying the things I'm doing. And it's a passion by all means. You know, everything I do is homemade fresh, you know, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Just, you know, as you wouldn't either. But just wanted to say that, you know, I was proud of you guys and I do follow you and it's a big inspiration to me. So if it goes somewhere, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So
I appreciate that. Yeah, we've made a lot of friends in the barbecue world, and, you know, I used to like to go to a contest, kind of sneak in and do really well and leave, and people don't know who we are. So who was that? Who is this? You know, and where'd they come from? And I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like I'm at the point where I'd like to do it. I don't know how I would find the time to do it. That's the problem, you know.
Well, you know,
it's a lot of time.
We started off doing one, and we did four, and then we kind of got hooked. But it was more me than her. Right. And this first year, she was able to really travel with me and stuff, which was great. And I contribute that to our success because, you know,
absolutely.
She did it on the backside, and, you know, she helped me with the times and the platings and all that. I mean, these are all the little fine details I was talking about earlier that made a big difference. And her just being there with the support stuff just, you know,
yeah.
We just work really
yeah.
well together. You know, we have a job to do. And
yeah, I was listening to a lot of that about the fine details and little tweaks here and there, and just a small little tweak can make all the difference in the world, you know. I served 28 leg quarter plates Saturday for lunch with two slices of smoked pork loin with potato salad and baked beans. And, I mean, I took the time Friday night and decked 28 leg quarters before I put them on the you know, the night before, you know. So, and I'm using the honey rub on the legs, on the leg quarters, you know, that I've gotten from you guys.
Right.
So it's good stuff. It is. It gives that little bit of spice with a little bit of sweetness. So.
Well, that's some of that, people don't know it, that's some of that, but your barbecue
yeah.
stuff, I'm telling you, you've got some good stuff out there, and, you know, it's
yep.
really good, because, you know, I push it at our classes around here, and on the radio and stuff, and people, you know, think you just blow smoke up their butt, but I've turned
right.
several teams on that, and they really picked up their chicken scores, so,
yeah.
Yeah, it makes me feel good, number one, that, you know, got friends like you out there that are kind of halfway listening to what I'm saying, and, you know, and
right.
paying attention and actually practicing it. And it makes us feel good when people do that. And,
yeah,
you know, like I said, this year has been a whirlwind. I don't know it'd be hard to repeat next year, but we're enjoying it this year. And we're riding that wave. You know, it's going to crash sometime, but we're going to ride it as long as we can and go from there. But, you know, we pretty much stay on top of most of our stuff. But, you know, flavor profile changed one year to next. We're just going to keep on rocking and rolling. So, definitely appreciate you calling in. And,
right. The butcher's honey rub, putting it on that chicken, it's good with the Cajun injection that I'm doing with it. I mean, it's a good combination. You get that little bit of sweet with a little bit of that spice and you know, just slow smoking it a couple hours, you know. Trying to make it look as pretty as I can. It's not up to your level, I'm sure. But,
yeah, well, I mean, you know, you got to start somewhere, and sometimes it is. Sometimes just doing
right.
simpler things are really better than trying to, you know, overthink it. But, yeah, I do use
right.
that, and, I mean, I like it. And I use a lot of it, and I'm just glad David's on board with us. And, you know, and if anybody needs any info, all you got to do is call that man up, and, I mean, he is a whirlwind of information out there.
Right.
And
right.
So I'm glad everything's going well for you, Robbie.
It is, man. I just, you know, I've been sitting there, I listened to the whole show, and I was the whole time thinking, yeah, I don't belong here. I'm a humble person. I like to listen. I like to learn, you know, and I'm thinking, you know what, just, yeah, let me say something, you know, just for giggles, just a giggles, I guess. whatever, yeah. Because I'm trying. You know, you start somewhere. Everybody does. So.
Oh, yeah. We all started somewhere. And like I said, it gets into your blood and just, I say it starts a snowball and ends up in an avalanche. But
that's
yeah,
right.
It's a lot of fun. You get passionate about your food, that's fun where we are when we started competing. And I know
that's
probably
right.
99% of the competitors out there are like that. You get that one call, it's like, all right, I've got to do this. You know?
Yep.
It
yep.
gets blood and it gets into life. And I mean, and it's really good because I mean, everybody gets along. Everybody has a good time on Thursday, Friday nights at potluck dinners. And you don't really meet any strangers. I mean, I can't tell you how many people we've met this year just venturing out of our normal area. And we've got great friends in this area. And,
right.
you know, we'll give a helping hand. And you're never alone out there on the road. Somebody knows somebody that's not too far from you. And it's just great to know you have that insurance out there. And, you know, I had the team Midnight Burn come down and get some wood and some charcoal from me today. So they spent their day coming down here for that. So, you know, it is
well,
what it is.
I may have to spend a couple of days with you with that as well. But anyway, yeah. But it was fun. We hung out a little bit at the Banjobie Q up here in Evans,
yeah.
the hometown. So, you know, and I knew the guys on both sides of you. So, I mean, you know, it was just, it's a lot of fun. And it's something that I could get into very easily and enjoy and could really overtake your life, you know.
Well,
just,
the thing is, when we quit enjoying it is when we need to quit doing it. And right now
absolutely.
We're really enjoying it.
And I'll tell you, Saturday I was one dead puppy, like I posted on my Facebook. You know, I was worn out. I mean, flat worn out. I started Friday at about 4 o'clock lifting, and I didn't finish till 8 o'clock Saturday night. You know, it was just nonstop. But, I mean, I love it. It's fun. You know, and
yep.
if it's not, you need to be doing it.
That's right. You know, and this is something you enjoy, and you can be doing 1,000 worse things with your time than doing that. And, you know, and as you do more, you'll start perfecting your art. And, you know, who knows, we'll see you at a competition before too long.
You never know. I don't know. Have to talk to you, see about getting one of them Southern cues.
There you go. Hey, that's fine with me. They make them every day.
I know they do, buddy. I was on the website today looking at them. It's like, man, wouldn't that be nice? So, but anyway, look here, man. I hope y'all have a wonderful evening. And again, congratulations to all your success this year.
Thanks, buddy. That means a lot coming from some hometown people. So, you know, we love to win around here, around the hometown, and you know, in front of our friends and stuff. So,
right.
Like
right.
I said, we don't take anything for granted, and we
that's right.
we enjoy every bit of it. So, I appreciate you calling in, Robbie.
You're welcome, and you know, I know you're back in the duck hunting day. So, I mean, you know, I mean that from my heart. You know, it's personal friendship. I'm not just saying this from. You know, the cooking thing, it's, you know, everything y'all have, you deserve, and proud of you, and, you know, keep doing what you're doing. It's good stuff.
Well, we're going to try. That's all I can say.
All right, Jim.
Anyway. All right, thanks, Robbie. We'll see you, I'm sure, sometime this week.
Okay, buddy. Yeah. Take care, man.
All right, you too, buddy.
Talk to you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Well, that was a good friend of mine, Robbie Weems, that called in, a personal friend, and, you know, he's down there eating at Jamwich's, my wife's sandwich shop, about 2 or 3 times a week, and appreciate his business and friendship. Started getting into this barbecue and stuff. And, you know, we all start somewhere. That's a big thing. We all start small, work our way into it. You get that one call, you're hooked. And, you know, it's just great enjoyment. We got friends in Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina. We've got some out in Kansas now with True Bud and all those guys. And, you know, we're just having a really good time. We've got another caller, 336. Hello.
Jim, this is nothing other than the Pickin' Porkers, Roger Wise. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I was just mentioning I had some friends in North Carolina.
Oh, really? I don't know if that was us, Kim or Wayne or whatever, but, man, I just had to get on to publicly say, man, we're proud of you. You guys did really good this year.
Yeah, we appreciate that. You know, we always looked up to you and Marsha. I mean, you just got a knack with cooking and everything, and you just got your mindset on all these you know, profiles and stuff that things are going to. And, you know, we've always looked up to y'all. I mean, y'all are a hell of ancillary cooks and a hell of a barbecue cook. And, you know, I'll never forget the first time that really impressed me was up in Shelby, my first time cooking Shelby. And we were talking about pork and everything. And you said, well, I'm going to tell you around here, this is what they like, blah, 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 blah. And I didn't have any of the more vinegar sauce. You said, here, the guy gave me this, I gave you this. He said he won pork up here, I forgot what, 2 years earlier or whatever, with the same sauce. So I took that sauce and I used it against you, and I got third in pork that year. And in all 3 years, all 3 years up in Shelby, we've gotten third in pork.
And the same darn thing happened to me this year. I gave the team from Sweden my sauce, and they beat the pants off of me. You know, it is what it is.
Roger's like, yeah, but I mean, it was great. I mean, you helped another team out, and that's what it's all about, dude. I mean, it's just, you know, friendships and seeing your buddies win and get calls. If you don't get calls, and you're generally happy for them and everything. And, you know, that was a shock to us getting a reserve up there. Cause like I said, we were tired, you know.
Well, we love it all. We've met so many darn good people out there, so many darn good people, I should say. And if I can help somebody, then I'm always willing to do it. But frankly, I'm getting tired of helping people and getting my butt kicked in the process. But
well, you know,
I do have one other ulterior motive. You're a big promoter of Butcher's products, right?
Doing that.
I said, you're a big promoter of Butcher's barbecue products, right? So my question is, how would you best recommend to use them?
The honey rub and the premium rub. Honey rub, I love on chicken. I love on ribs. I like it on pork. And the premium rub, I love on ribs, and I love it on pork, and I even put some on my brisket. The honey rub is kind of a sweet rub. You got to go light with it, because if you're cooking hot and fast, it'll burn. I usually put that on first, and it's a sweet rub. And so you got to have something a little more savory, and that's where the premium rub is. I'm going to tell you what, that premium rub is just, it's off the chain, Roger. I mean, the color it gives the meat, Waylon used it in a whole hog, and oh, man, it's from, I mean, Indian judges never seen color like that on a hog. I mean, it's just phenomenal. It's got a more of a savory component. And, you know, I use his injections. I do use his chicken injections. I do mix a couple of them together. I use his pork injection. I use his prime injection. I mean, I'm living proof, you know. If I'm going to promote it, I'm going to use it. And,
well, you got the track record here, so people need to listen.
Well, that's just it. I mean, it's something that I think you have to practice with to see which way you like it. You know, I do mine in layers. A lot of people mix them together and throw it on there. I don't do heavy layers, but I think I think they're both great rubs. And when I went to Butcher's on doing this and talking to Dave and everything, Dave's helped me a lot. A year ago, August, I mean, my first thing out of bat, I won two briskets in a row and, you know, won chicken in Myrtle Beach and, you know, did very well. So, I mean, it's proved its point. I mean, these are little things that I've tweaked, you know, I've taken one or two of these rubs off and add these into it and kind of, you know, I cook for a couple restaurants, so I kind of do practice cooks all week. You know, I come home on Sunday. People don't realize when I come home on Sundays, I'm like my other smoker. Now, I've got to cook 150 pounds of pork between Sunday night and Wednesday morning. And in that, I got to cook at least four or five briskets for sandwiches. So, you know, I'm constantly cooking. I mean, constantly. So that gives me, I can go in there and I can trim butts like I do for competition, throw them in there and do them like competition style. I still use my same timelines and stuff and, you know, see how they work, see how they react to different places on the grill and all this other stuff. So it really is, you know, I know you know your pit upwards, backwards, sideways, whatever, but when you start messing with these rubs, you really need to put them in different spots and, you know, give them a shot. I'm going to tell you, I haven't been disappointed. I mean, my track record speaks for itself. And
I love the pit I use now. It's just a matter of a little sucker getting burned out. I'm going to have to be looking at some other pits. So I'm always open to suggestions from others. We shall see. But in the meantime, I just really want to call in and publicly tell you, you guys are awesome this year. We're so proud of you. We're happy you have had the successes you've had, and I look forward to kicking your butt in the future.
Well, if there's one team I wouldn't mind, it'd be y'all, because like I said, y'all been around for a little while, and y'all done good in your own mind and your own right and everything, and y'all get some good calls.
In my own mind, you just kissed my backside, brother.
I mean, real and truth, though, I mean, y'all, you know, in my opinion, good things happen to good people. You know, we helped some teams out and stuff, and, you know, Kevin up there in Salisbury helped him with his ribs and brisket, and he got calls on both of those. I mean, you know who Kevin is. Scott, and see, I mean, and he got a standing ovation. I mean, it was great. Him and who I call Mama too, they had a great time. I mean, they're hooked, and I mean, they're all in it, and I mean, they're you know, they're passionate about it. But you know, man. And that's you've helped me along the way, and you know, and you've helped the other teams. It just proved this past, you know, 2 weeks ago when you were up in Shelby, you're helping people. So
I'm here to help people any way I can. I mean, really, you got to pass it on down the line somehow, some way, and that's what we'll continue to do.
But if you're looking at new pits, you really need checking that Southern Q I got. You know, the TNT
I don't buy pits. You understand that? I don't buy pits. So I make my own. Having on the metal fab shop, I can make my own if I really have to. But in which I'm getting to that point right now. I'm going to have to either suck it up and buy a pit or make one, and I think making one will probably win out since I've had a metal fab shop for years.
Well, mine's for sale in about 3 weeks, so keep that in mind. It'd be a good demo model to be sold. But you know, the size.
Now, why would you want to sell a pit? If you have a success with it, why in the world would you want to sell a pit? Or am I putting you on the spot in the wrong place?
No, you're not. I just get a new one. I'm going to be honest with you, Roger. I sold 3 or 4 off the back of my trailer at the beginning of the year. And I have taken three out of these 4 smokers that I've gotten in the first contest without even cooking on it. Without even cooking, not even anything on it, I've won grands. Straight off the floor, I've won grands on them. And, I mean, they come off, you don't have to season them. I'm telling you, dude, these things are just, I think it really has to, what I was going to tell you was I had a TNT model, like, you know, like the one that you got is about that same size, you know, two-pan model. When they stretch it out to the limo model with your whole 3 pans crossways, they went from a really good cooker to a great cooker because the airflow in there changed for the better. And I'm not kidding, Roger. All my meat comes up, as you can tell, very consistent. And, you know, from one cook to another, just very consistent. Keep the same timelines, same weights on the meat, you know, for the most part. And I'm not kidding. They all come with all within about 15 minutes of one another. And it's just a very consistent cooking chamber. And I've never experienced that before. I hadn't been doing it that long. But even with my TNT, I thought it was consistent. But this new limo model they got, it's great. I mean, Barry's from Swiss using it. The Pit Crew, Georgia Boys, you know, all these guys are winning stuff on these. And, I mean,
I don't doubt you a bit. I mean, your record speaks for itself. But for your listeners, exactly what is the Pit brand and who makes them?
Well, it's a Southern Q smoker. Scott from Q and Stewart and Bruin makes them, him and Tim Thomas from TNT. And they are competitors. They compete on them. Scott's got a water pan model. He's hot and fast guy. Tim's a low and slow guy like me. And they build Right now they build four different models. They build the TNT, which is a two-pan model, which you can fit two full pans on each shelf, three shelves. I've got the limo model, which is stretched out. I can fit three full pans on each shelf. And that's what I'm saying with the airflow and the amount of meat that you cook. You've got so much more flexibility to move meat around in different places on the grill. It's awesome. Now, Scott's got a 250, which is it's a water pan cooker, the same size as mine. I think cooking chamber is 24 by 36. And then he's got the 500, which is twice that size, and it's got to be mounted. Now, the smaller one can be rolled around real easily, but his bigger one, the 500, has got to be mounted on the trailer. It's a big water pan cooker. But, I mean, Kevin Sternbrun does well on that. Michael Moore from Old Plantation cooks on one. Several of them cook on them. But now they just built me a prototype, the one I'm cooking. I sold one of my other ones off my back porch. And Roger, they built me one. I told them the dimensions. They built one another foot deeper. So even though it's 36 inches wide, it's 36 inches deep, too. And we're going to nickname it the Beast. And I'm cooking on it right now. I just picked up last week. I'm doing my restaurant cooks on it stuff. And once you get that baby rolling, man, it likes charcoal in the beginning. But once you get that baby rolling, oh, man, it has been, I can put almost twice as much meat on it, even though it's only half again as big, just because of the airflow in there. And, I mean, instead of me cooking Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, I cook Sunday, Monday, and I'm done. I mean, it's phenomenal. It's
good
big.
Deal. Good deal.
It's big. Well, I didn't think we'd get that up on my porch, but we did. And I'm loving it. It's rock and rolling. I cut my cook time in half. And we're going to see how it goes. I'm keeping some records of it. And, you know, the kind of meat I can pull off there and the product, I mean, it's the same as coming off the limo model. It's a really good, got good bark and really good flavor. And, you know, with pulling that out and me cooking in pans, I don't ever have to clean my grill. And I'm still getting bark. I'm getting moisture. I mean, it's working out great. I mean, it's a little early to tell, but right now it's I've put it through a lot of the paces and it's performed great. You know, I'm looking forward to cooking it for a long time.
I'm sure it's a good smoker. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Speaking of bark, we had an excellent bark in Shelby, but I found out real quick that these judges do not understand the difference between soft and hard bark. Our tenderness scores were just beaten all the way down. And I will go ahead and go on the record and say I did not wrap my butts, which is one of the rare times I've ever done that. So my advice is anybody in the future, don't ever do that. I mean, these judges just don't get it. And they just simply don't get it. And so what do you do? But in the meantime, I've got to go tend some shish kebab I'm fixing the grill. And I believe you are cooking elsewhere other than we are this weekend. So we wish you the best of luck. Knock them dead. I'm sure you will do well.
Well, I hope y'all go up there. And I know it's a big field and tough field. And I hope y'all do very, very well. I'd like to see y'all take that. I mean, from the bottom of my heart, I really, really hope y'all go up there and represent well and just do your best. I mean, just hit your marks, and that's all you can do.
We've got to get our chicken where it needs to be. The chicken has been the bane of our existence this year, that and ribs, but we're doing okay in pork and brisket, but we've been through this many, many years. It changes often. So, but in the meantime, good luck. Enjoy talking to you. And we'll see you soon.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. That was Roger Wise from Pickin' Porkers, a great cook team out of North Carolina, and some really good friends of ours, him and Marcia. I really appreciate him calling. He used to call in a lot, but, yeah, things are with jobs and stuff. It all gets to you. But like I said, I'd like to thank my sponsors, Southern Q, Butcher's Barbecue, Springer Mountain Farm, Royal Oak, and Phoenix Printing, Fireside Outdoor Kitchens and Grills, Wiki Q, love their sauce. And we really appreciate y'all all being on board and helping us out. We really enjoy it and can ask for better sponsors. This is Jim Berg from Killer Bees Barbecue. looking forward to two more contests, one in Charleston this weekend, which we'll be doing. And, of course, Randall Bowen's contest up in Cummins, Georgia, the National Barbecue Cup. I'm going to tell you, like I said, he puts on one hell of a contest. And then we'll be off until we go to Calhoun, Georgia, cooking at the KOA, cooking at the campground. And look forward to seeing all our friends on our last cook of the year. But to all those cooking this weekend, I'd like to wish y'all good luck, and may you be the last one called. And keep the smoke rolling.
One thing. Yo, Adrian, I did it!